a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. Welcome to the Joint Committee on Appropriations. It's Tuesday, March 8th, and today we're here to discuss state radio. But before we start doing that, the pages, would you like to come up and introduce yourself, where you're from, and if you have any plans after high school?
My name is Caleb Fink. I'm from Tripp, and I'll be heading to SDSU next year for agriculture and music.
Congratulations, Caleb.
I'm Sammy Noctegal, and I'm from Platt, and my future plans are to attend the University of Minnesota.
Congratulations. Thank you, and welcome to Appropriations. I would remind everybody to turn off their cell phones again. And Secretary, will you call the roll?
Sutton.
Here.
Haverly. Heineman.
Here.
Nordstrup.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Putnam.
Here.
Rampelberg. Dennert.
Here.
Wismer.
Here.
Junkie.
Here.
Bolin.
Here.
Romkema.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
White.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
Brown. Wink.
Here.
We do have a quorum, correct?
Okay,
very good. This morning we have Acting Secretary Edmund from the Bureau of Information Technology and the Director of State Radio, Jeff Pierce. Welcome to Joint Appropriations. Welcome back. Senator Tiedemann, comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I may, I'd like to move the approval of the March 3rd minutes.
Okay, do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Chairman?
Approved. Representative Carson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the minutes from March 7th, all three pages of them.
Second.
March 7th, we have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Do we have any other ones? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the minutes from March the 1st.
From March the 1st. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Representative White.
February 23rd.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the February 24th Joint Appropriation Minutes.
February 24th. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any others? We have Representative Dryden has offered to do the ones for March 8th today. I saw his hand, and I figured that's what he was going to.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay, now, Interim Secretary, Mr. Edmund. Welcome to the Appropriations, and thanks for coming back to speak to state radio today.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jim Edmund and Jeff Pierce from BIT. Certainly here to answer whatever questions you have in regards to state radio.
Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And good morning. Thanks for coming back. I was going to say maybe this meeting was called to order just to get the minutes approved of all the other meetings, but with you at the table, I knew there was something else on the agenda. As you can see in front of me, I do not have a long list of things. I guess when we had the hearing on BIT and state radio, I was... I shouldn't say misinformed. I know I made the comment about in our area, the club area northeast of Aberdeen, that the state radio I thought was working better than it is, I guess, after I called and found out. But I made the comment about the cost as the treasurer of the local community fire association, you know, the cost of the equipment, the updating, the battery packs and things. It seemed like it was created quite a drain on our finances. And then also on that same issue, you talked about $1 million a year, I think, for 6 years. And I guess two questions kind of lead hand in hand. If we're going to spend that much money, how is the service going to be in state radio? And if it's going to improve service, I think the comment you made with what you're going to do, it's going to probably make the equipment purchases somewhat less expensive. But when I went home and called some people involved with the little community fire association out of Columbia, I got kind of somewhat of an earful, and I realized then probably why our costs were accelerating. The comment I got that the Brown County local community fire association groups indicated they could not depend on state radio. They're running two systems. They said that state radio was so undependable that they did not want to risk themselves to be in trouble, you know, in a case of an all-out big fire, and to be able to use the state radio. So they're maintaining two systems, all of the local community fire associations, Columbia, Frederick, Hecla, you know, Claremont. I think they must all be doing it. But I got the information from the Columbia. So my question is the $6 million that you're going to spend going to help that? Or are they going to have to maintain and operate two radio systems into the future? That's basically the crutch of my concern or questions. Thank you for being here.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Representative Denner, the radio system covering the state, we have approximately 95% mobile coverage, okay, which means that there are some pockets that do not have the type of coverage that we'd like to have. But with that said, if there are specific problems, you know, in Columbia, in Aberdeen, in that part of the state, honestly, we're not necessarily aware of them, that we can go and fix them. We've spent a lot of time across all portions of the state installing radios, upgrading software, doing a variety of things to improve it and make it as reliable and as dependable as a law enforcement communication system needs to be. If there are specific issues, though, in that part of the state, we need to be aware of them so that we can attempt to fix them as much as possible. If it is a coverage area, a coverage situation where we cannot fill in the gaps, that's something we will readily admit. But if it's an antenna issue or a configuration issue of some sort, then I guess what I would ask is to be made aware of it so we can at least have a chance to try and fix it. I'm not sure. Jeff may have more to add to that explanation.
Mr. Pierce?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dennard, over the past 8 years, we have added about 19 sites to the system. And each of those sites were in an area like Northern Brown, McPherson County, where there are areas that are underserved. In every one of those areas, we have worked with local governments. In nearly every case, it's been initiated by them to work with us to improve the situation in those areas. Part of the reason we need to do this upgrade right now is the system is at capacity for sites and consoles. We cannot add any more sites to the system, which would improve coverage in an area like that. We cannot add any more consoles to bring local PSAPs, you know, direct connected to the system. So we have been working up an area with Sheriff Ackerman out of McPherson County. He's the one that brought it to our attention that there were issues in that area. So as far as over into the Brown County area, that's something that we have not heard locally, that there's issues up there.
If I might, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, and I should approach this a little bit in the wrong way, but I, you know, as I stated when I at the meeting here, I was just assuming that we was under pretty good system, you know, in Brown County with our volunteer fire associations, you know, and I, you know, that I kind of indicated that in my testimony until I called home and he said, no, we're just running our own system, and I think he did indicate that the Highway Patrol is only on state you know, the state radio system. Yeah, they don't have a backup the way I understood it, but his comment, and I would assume, you know, Brown County touches, of course, Marshall County in that corner, and if you'd get up, you know, on the way northern end of the Jim River Valley and fighting a fire, and that's just the issue that he brought to my attention, that they're maintaining two systems. I mean, they want to have the state radio system if they go someplace else in the coverage, but so I was a little dissatisfied, so I guess when I talked to him about the cost that these little fire associations are incurring running two systems, and the second thing is the $6 million going to help it, and it doesn't sound like it. It might make some of the equipment at a more reasonable price to buy, and I guess if you can't put another tower in that area, we can't expect a lot more better, unless it's something you can look into, as you indicated, you know, that maybe we could look into it with some different types of, I don't know what you'd say, material to help their system to be more dependable on the state radio system. I'd sure like to be able to get rid of it and only use one system if possible, but they just, you know, their comment was, is they're running two systems, so they got the dependability they need. So that's why I brought you in, and thank you for coming.
Mr. Chairman.
Redmond, go ahead.
The network has, we have put in, as Jeff mentioned, 18 additional tower sites since 2002. And we've worked with many local communities in order to do that expansion and to improve the coverage across the state. I believe 15 of those sites went up using taking advantage of federal funding in order to expand the coverage. So we've been quite successful in leveraging other buckets of money, so to speak, in order to improve the coverage for that. But this upgrade that we're doing here, it would be incorrect for us to say that coverage is going to increase with it. The capacity, so that we could add another site or another five sites, will increase. We cannot do that right now. We are maxed out, as Mr. Pierce indicated. So the potential to add a new tower, you know, if funding were to become available, would be present with the new system. That, and we're up against the wall with that right now.
Any other questions? Any comments? Senator Heineman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Back to the equipment. Would you address that again, and if this upgrade will make a difference in the equipment that you have now? Would you just talk about some of the radio?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Senator Heineman, the system, the upgrade we're doing right now is to the network control piece of this. We lose support for that in 2015. That's the part that allows us to talk tower site from Sioux Falls to Baltic or to Flandreau. It basically connects the whole system together. Should we lose any component of that in between now and before we upgrade, or if we don't upgrade, it would take down the whole networking part of this, and all the sites would simply become independent little cells out there. The initial upgrade is only to the network. The equipment in the field will continue to operate as they are right now.
Let's talk about the radios, 2 to 9. The radios. Radio competition, 9 vendors.
When there's a step process to this, the first part is the network. There's another two steps to this. The next one would be is to load what's called Project 25 software in all the radios. And then the final step would be a full conversion to what's called a P25 network. After the final conversion, we'll have the availability of 9 different vendors to compete for radios on the system. Right now we've only got 2. So that price has been held artificially high by lack of competition. And that's one thing that I hope to have, after our March meeting of our Public Safety Communications Council, some sort of a timeline that we can then say, this is our migration time until we go to step two and to step three. We rely on our partners through that council to help us make those decisions and set those timelines, and that'll be coming up March 18th. And hopefully after that, we can have an idea of what our migration timeline is going to be, where we can look ahead and see the competition for less expensive radios.
Follow up, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman. Thank you. So will this Project 25 software that you're going to be putting on, will that necessitate new equipment?
Mr. Chair, Senator Hedeman, no. In nearly all cases in the state here, the state bought a few radios at the outset, or a large number of them, that were not compatible to go to P25. But all the rest of the radios that locals bought, that the state provided to the locals, and that are capable of going to P25. Those radios that the state has right now that are not compatible are in the process of being replaced through Homeland Security funding and other funding sources. So when we get to the point of that final step, all radios will be able to be upgraded to the new system.
Other questions? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple questions, if I could. When you came before the committee earlier and talked about the $1 million that we're going to shift over there, there was something about a federal mandate that was going to require. The federal mandate was requiring something, and I don't recall what it was, but this $1 million was going to help offset that. I guess my question would be, is this an unfunded mandate from the feds? Did they offer us matching money? Number one. And number two, is all of the $1 million going to go towards the mandate? Or do you have other ideas or allowed by the feds to use it in other places? So number one, is it unfunded and do we not have match money? And number two, are you using all of the $1 million on the mandate, or do you have other things that you can use it on?
Mr. Chair, Senator Putnam, the mandate update is a combination of a federal mandate which requires interoperability. All of our Homeland Security funding in that is tied to interoperable equipment. The standard that has been set by the federal government for interoperability is the Project 25, the system that we plan on migrating to. We do not have any offsetting funds from the federal government to cover that outside of our allocation through Homeland Security that we parse out per our senior advisory committee.
Number two, are you going to use all of the $1 million to do this, or you have other plans for some of those dollars?
Mr. Chair, Senator Putnam, it will all go towards the project of upgrading this network.
Last, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you. To solve Representative Dennert's problem in his area, there must be other. There's other areas in our state that have that similar problem. Is the solution a tower? Does it have anything to do with equipment, or is it just a tower that will solve some of these areas in our state that the capability of having a state radio isn't working?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Putnam, the coverage is dictated by proximity to a tower. When we put this system on originally, it was a 90%, 35 sites, 90% coverage, which is like 7,000 square miles in our state that wasn't covered. We have, through the process of adding those sites, covered all the low-hanging fruit, all the easy sites that we could get to with existing state towers, with, in a lot of cases, existing local towers. We're at a point now where we get to the areas like Mike McPherson in Northern Brown County, those areas there where it will take an additional tower. We do have studies run from various towers up in that area already. This is something that through Sheriff Ackerman up in McPherson County that we have been looking into. We do have plans, but as Mr. Edmonds said, the system is at capacity right now. We cannot add another tower in that area, even if we had funding to do it.
Other questions? Senator Heineman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to follow up on the equipment again, you said that you have some radios that aren't compatible to the Project 25 software. Are there any other radios in use out in the field that perhaps will have to replace the equipment because their equipment isn't compatible with the Project 25? Which radios wouldn't be compatible? Was there a certain brand that wouldn't be compatible?
Mr. Chair, Senator Heideman, basically the Motorola Spectra Astros that State Highway Patrol bought and the state DOT bought, well, just about all state agencies bought those. Over the years, we have been replacing those radios with the newer versions of the Motorola radios. We did, when we bought this system, we got a special buy on these radios, and they were towards end of technology cycle, and what we've run into is those radios now, the parts are not available to upgrade those to P25. All the EF Johnson radios that are out there, all the Motorola radios that have been purchased since then are capable of being upgraded to P25.
Representative Bolden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for clarification, you've used that figure 90% coverage. Does that mean people or land geography? What the 90% coverage or 95%? What does that refer to? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Representative Bolden, that's landmass, that's geography. The original map that Motorola did, they were able to do a pixel count on the map to give us a very precise coverage area. Since then, the coverage software that we generate our coverage maps with has been more a matter of speculation and that, but we can't do a pixel count like Motorola did. But the existing sites, as we filled in, I think we've been conservative in addition to the system that we've predicted would be covered.
Representative Denner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Back to the tower sites and the amount of towers, and I guess I can't even tell you where the tower is, probably, that our local people depend on. So it appears that there's a weak area northeast of Aberdeen or northeastern Brown County extending into Marshall County. My question is there a tower or pretty good reception capabilities way in the northeast in the Sisseton area? And is it just northern Brown County and maybe southwestern Marshall County kind of in a dead area? Because then does the coverage get better if there's a tower way further northeast and we're just kind of caught in the middle? And if you ever could or we could put a tower, would it be a little bit of duplication or overlap if we had another tower in that area for better coverage?
Mr. Chair, Representative Dennett, we have a site in Marshall County up on what's called Hillhead. It's one of the highest points between the Rocky Mountains and the East Coast. However, up in that same area, you've also got that Catoa Prairie, that ridge that runs through there, which has a very defined line of where it blocks coverage to the west. Covering that area that you're referring to, we've got the Aberdeen Tower, we've got the Bowdle Tower, and the Hillhead Tower. However, there's also a geographic feature running down the middle of Marshall and Edmonds County that blocks coverage from the east over at Harriet. So we're kind of caught in a no man's land there where we really don't have any options but look at Leola or east of Leola and place a tower up in that area to fill that area.
Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, every time we use the word tower in here, it scares the Dickens out of every guy that flies an airplane in this state. You know, their ears pop right up when we talk about towers here, and we're even talking about trying to do something to solve one of our problems, and it might include the building of a tower. But is it technology? In other words, you're going to take $1 million here and do something with it, and it doesn't sound like it's going to address Representative Dennett's problem. But in order to solve that problem, is it technology or is it just totally a tower? I mean, certainly there are other areas in the state that have the same situation. I don't know if there are. Maybe I should ask you, are there other areas in the state that have the same problems as Representative Dennett? And if they are, this money isn't going to be used for that.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Putnam, there are areas of the state that are underserved. Most of those are in challenging geographic areas. Yeah. I'll use Chamberlain as an example. That's down in the river bottom. We've got box canyons out in Fall River County that, because of how they lay, it makes coverage challenging down into those areas. For those wide areas like we're talking about up in the northeast there, that is a tower. We're hoping, and we've challenged Motorola with this upgrade, to come up with a way of allowing us to do like a microcell or something like that, that would help us in those smaller areas like a Chamberlain, you know, like a Hot Springs area where we've got some of those areas. Right now, the only way to address that situation up there is not necessarily a new tower, but looking, we first look for existing towers, whether it be a state tower, whether it be a local tower or a private tower. But in that case, it will take a tower to fix that.
And then just a follow-up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And these dollars we're talking about are the dollars that are mentioned here today have nothing to do with those towers, do they? I mean, they don't sound like they're going to be part of the help that's needed here. Would I be correct in assuming that?
Mr. Chairman, correct, yes. Additional comment to that. First of all, these towers are not necessarily tornado friendly either. You know, we have suffered problems from the weather here in taking down some of our coverage. But specific to, you know, Representative Dennert's issues up in the Northeast or any other part of the state, the first thing we always do, you know, when we hear of problems is certainly we make a site visit. We have some tests that we do with our equipment, and we also have some things that we like to do with the end user equipment to make sure the installation and configuration of that is correct also. And so we're always willing to offer to do that. And if there are specific problems with, you know, within Brown County or Columbia or wherever it may be, more than willing to come out and make sure that the system is operating as efficient as it can, given the limitations that we run into with tower coverage. So I would make sure and offer that up to Representative Dennert or, you know, any other place in the state also.
Senator Rappelberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just curious. I know that technology is changing all the time, and we're always about 10 years behind. Two questions. One is, it seems, and I missed part of this. It seems to me, though, that without the new equipment, you can't service any more towers. Is that correct? Yeah. So it's sequential in that regard. Second question is, I know satellites have a lag time in them, but we looked at technology in the future that would use a satellite that would maybe obviate the need for a tower. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rappelberg, we have, and as a matter of fact, we have looked at satellite as a backup technology to losing our terrestrial service to our sites, as far as relying on it for an overall system to communicate on. It's number one, it's very expensive. It's beyond the means of most of us to install and to continue to service, but it can be an effective backup system to our own terrestrial-based systems.
Further questions? Representative Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't really have any issues. Asked an initial question, you know, at your initial hearing, and then went back home and talked some more. And I think that the frustrations I was remembering about hearing were from the times before you installed the Hillhead Tower. And I think it's just a good example of how frustrations with government linger. You know, someone has a bad experience, and that's what they remember even after it gets fixed. They are still carrying two systems. I think everybody in the state carries two systems in all their vehicles, it sounds to me like. They don't they still have their local system for backup or to talk to each other. But I understand a little better now after talking to my locals. We just got, it sounds like we just got caught, like, and you said it, a late, we got into the technology too late in its life cycle.
Further questions? Seeing none, Interim Secretary Edmonds and Mr. Pierce, thanks for coming back and addressing some of these questions of our committee members. Certainly appreciate that. Are there any other topics of discussion that the committee would like to bring up at this time? Seeing none, the next time the committee will meet will be Thursday morning at 8 o'clock up in room 414 for the opening of the general bill. No further discussion. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?